Hey! Yeah, I know it's early, but it's important. Something amazing has happened. I found something. I went to an estate sale last Saturday morning, and I came across this old trunk and knew instantly that it would look amazing in my home office. It was filled with trinkets, a few books, other odds and ends. I paid $25 for the trunk and everything inside of it. And the next day, I had it out in my driveway to clean it up. It was a little on the dirty side, and at the bottom of the trunk was an old shoebox that contained a series of letters bound with a red ribbon tied in a delicate bow. You know, I love old love letters. You always hear about people finding treasures and items worth millions from estate sales. Could I have just won the garage sale lottery? Leaving the trunk outside, I took the letters straight to my office and started reading them at my desk. Wow! I couldn't have believed that these were written in the 50s, as Postmark would lead me to believe, but the yellowing of the old paper was proof that they were indeed 60-something years old. They are very explicit, and I really need to share this with someone. You are the first person I thought of, and you must listen to this. I'm gonna read something, well, something explicit. Are you ready? Okay, you're gonna need to sit down for this. Now, be quiet and listen. Dear Elise, I hope you are doing well and that this letter finds you in good spirits. I think about you often and wonder how you are doing at the university. Are the days bright and sunny? They've been dulled and dreary here at home, but when the spring ends and you come home for the summer, I know the sun will shine just for you. I remember last summer as I watched you lay in the grass by the lake, your wet legs glistening in the sun. Oh, how I felt I was taking liberties with my eyes. But you caught me looking and gave me a devilish smile. I still hold that smile deep in my memory, a special place where I keep all my most precious memories, a safe place that I keep locked. Do you remember that day by the lake? It was midsummer, and the heat of the sun was turning all the girls a lovely shade of brown. I was sitting on the side of the dock, watching the pretty girls sunbathe. My feet hung in the chilly water. I recall how calming it felt. How could I have known that today would be the day that changed my life forever? That it wouldn't be anything like the countless number of summer days spent at edge of the lake. I can't seem to think back to what caught my eye or why I looked in your direction. Whether it was a movement or flash of color or even a sound, it could have been anything. I gazed at your long, smooth legs and bare feet. My eyes traced the line of your thigh up and around your hip. The curve bending around your hip and into your waist made me gasp. I noticed then that your two-piece bathing suit was a solid and striking turquoise. Your breasts were full and filled your top without overflowing. Your neck looked soft and inviting. Your mouth, however, caught me unguarded. Your lips pouted as you pulled down your sunglasses. You looked right at me. I saw the exact moment your facial expression changed from happy relaxation to curiosity and impish delight. You stood up and glanced in my direction. You motioned for me to follow, or at least I thought you had. I was wide-eyed as I trailed you through the woods, but then you disappeared. Around one tree and then another, I searched for at least 20 minutes before I heard you laugh and a dry twig snap under your foot. What I did not expect was a second voice, a deep moan of a man in pleasure. I quietly and carefully made my way toward the strange sounds and moans. I walked into a secluded clearing and saw you and your friend in the knee-high grass. You were immediately aware of my presence, but he did not notice or hear my footsteps. You gave me a wink as you took his cock out of your mouth. A smile appeared on your face when you stroked him, looking directly at me. I tried to return the smile, but could only manage an awkward wave hello. I had never seen anything like this before. I watched you slowly wrap your lips around his swollen member and slide him in and out of your mouth. He had a fistful of your hair, guiding your head back and forth. As quietly as I could, I moved closer to get a better view. It wasn't easy. I thought for sure at any moment your friend would turn and notice just how close I had progressed. The sun Oh, the grass was tall, and his eyes seemed closed, enjoying the moment. I stood, confused and a little dizzy. My knees were weak, and my hands were trembling. At first, I thought my heart was going to break, that I was going to feel deflated and defeated, but to my surprise, and I think maybe to yours as well, that didn't happen. I was getting hard and excited. My breathing quickened. I was exhilarated and in a state of primal yearning. I began to sweat. You slid your hand up the back of his leg and clutched his ass, your fingernails digging in lightly, making their presence known to him and me. Then you gave me a motion with your hand that you wanted me to pleasure myself. I had never felt so close to someone as I did with you in that moment. I squeezed my shaft as it hardened in my swimming trunks. It was throbbing and hurt as it pushed against its constraints. We locked eyes, yours wildly brown and inviting. I lowered my trunks to stroke myself. I couldn't look away from you, your face, your sultry lips wrapped around his member. You never once looked up at him. We never broke eye contact. I knew then I was feeling something more powerful than I could have ever imagined. I never dreamed I could fall in love watching the most beautiful woman I've ever seen sucking a stranger's dick. I didn't even know that it was something that women did with men, but there I was, and I believe we were the first two people on God's green earth to fall in love this way. My strokes shortened to the tip of my penis. Our breathing had synchronized. I felt the muscles tighten within, my thighs locked. Every muscle in my body was forcing my release. My hand was matching his thrusts into your mouth. You whimpered as he came in your mouth. I watched as his cock pulsed, releasing his seed. Your eyes watered as you watched me come at that same moment. I was in love with you. You took a deep breath and shook the curly hair from your forehead. You stood up and your knees had grass stains. You gestured for me to quickly leave. My heart was racing as I walked back to the beach. I had to find a way to talk to you and tell you all the strange feelings that seemed to be exploding from my chest, but you didn't come back. I did, however, encounter your friend. He gave me your address at college. I hope this letter finds you well, and hope that we can see each other again. The Watcher. Okay, that's the first letter. Yeah, I know, it's fucking crazy, right? I think the old lady I bought it from might have been Elise. Do you think it's possible? She's a fiery old lady if she is. So funny. Yeah, I've read them all, but I need to get to work now. I'll read you the rest soon. Yeah, I need a cold shower too. Okay, talk to you later. Have a good day.